lie down. Lay dead.
Were you gonna sing something about your anaconda, Arlen?
Yep. Needs
this
buns.
Dude named Michael used to ride motorcycles. Dick bigger than a tower. I ain't talking
about Eiffel.
Country ass something.
Oh wait, country ass what?
Country ass word I can't say.
Oh, okay.
Used to play with his rifle. Pussy put his ass to sleep. Now he calling me Night Wolf. You can do better than that, Chris. You can do better than that.
Half of those aren't even real rhymes. Half of those are like slant rhymes or fake rhymes.
I don't dislike Nicki Minaj from a racist place. She does slant rhymes. You know, that's really my problem with her as a rapper is the slant rhyming. In fact, that's my problem with rap in the black community in general is the slant rhyming. I have no problem with anything else. Nothing. It's just, just slant rhyming. NyQuil and Eiffel don't rhyme. That shouldn't be allowed.
I don't know why Tommy had to make this a racial issue.
NyQuil and Eiffel don't rhyme. It's slant rhyming.
We're talking about quality rap, not race.
That's true. Anyone can rap.
You were shooting on my girl.
You were the one saying stuff about black people and not appreciating their rap. You just said it. It's on the record.
But that was you, Chris. Those were all quotes from you. I inhabited your body and did what you've been telling me to do the last 2 weeks and become a character. And I became Chris-tron.
Chris-tron?
Chris-tron.
So it's just Tom-tron, just a different voice?
Cray-tron.
I don't know what I'm supposed to be making a prediction about.
Just making a prediction about what you think is going to happen in this episode of The Haunting Hour.
I don't know what the episode of The Haunting Hour
is. It's Pumpkinhead.
What's the description?
A girl and her two brothers investigate a pumpkin patch said to be tended to by a farmer who kidnaps children and switches their heads with pumpkins.
So make a prediction like, are they going to get captured at the end or not? Or who will get captured?
So this is the last episode of...
Well, it's R.L. Stine, right?
Yes. It's R.L. Stine.
Okay.
This is the last episode of B-Movie Deathmatch ever. to celebrate...
We're watching The Haunting Hour,
because that's where all this shit started, I guess. The Haunting Hour is R.L. Stine's show, so essentially that...
It's ugly, Goosebumps, kind of.
Ugly fucking hack from his New York apartment sends a memo over to Scholastic that just has the word werewolves on it. And they send the werewolf memo over to some hacks at whatever channel this is on, and they whip up a 20-minute nothing. It's called The Haunting Hour. It's not even an hour. You guys know that.
Yeah, I know. It's based off a book, though.
Most TV shows that are called hours are only 45 minutes
long.
That's
true, technically.
Yeah, but they take up an hour.
Well, maybe when they originally aired. Yeah, maybe when this originally aired, there's just a bunch of commercials, and so it's a whole hour.
Oh, boy.
Maybe.
Well, we don't know. Oh, no, I remember seeing this show when I was little.
The Haunting Hour? Not possible.
Yeah.
Unless, like, you mean, like, when you were littler as a grown man.
Oh, wait, this came out recently?
Yes.
I remember, like, a darker Goosebumps that was on later at night.
There was something like
that. Are you afraid of the dark?
No, like, an adult kind of Goosebumps.
Yes, the picture of
it. It's R.L. Stine.
Yeah. Adult Goosebumps would be Black Mirror, The Twilight Zone, some episodes, some of the good episodes.
It was a... No, I swear it was related to R.L. Stine in some way.
No, he wrote some more adult books.
He did. Fear Street. Fear Street and then, like, some adult book.
Which is about, like, he tried a Stephen King and it was not good. It was just bloody.
He's sold more copies than Stephen King, so.
Yeah.
Which is sad to me.
Well, it's children's books that he pumps out, like, one a month.
I just don't appreciate his slant rhyming.
He does slant rhyme a lot.
Nyquil doesn't rhyme Goosebumps. With Eiffel. I'm a rap purist. Cat rhymes with bat. That's acceptable, in my opinion.
Cat bat.
Nikki had just won her Grammy and was backstage, and I went up to her and I said, "Congratulations, you are gorgeous out there, but you gotta stop. You gotta slow down on the slant rhymes. It's not acceptable. A young lady of your talent doesn't need to rely on such garbage."
That is a long prediction, Chris.
Yeah, Chris is being a little rebel.
What are we doing this podcast, Tommy? You know what we do.
You know what we do.
We make predictions for a bad movie.
At the end of the episode, one of the children will have taken the place of the farmer after having defeated him. That's great, Chris.
Thank you.
That's great. That's a
good prediction.
Okay, so running down the schedule, there's no trivia, there is no cast, there is no intro, there is no Dana, there is only Zool. And finally...
My Anaconda don't... Wait, are we done talking
about
Nicki?
We're done talking about Nicki Minaj.
No, I would like to keep Anna Nicole Conda going the rest of the night.
I don't care for her, but Pills and Potions is a pretty great song.
Why don't you care for her?
I just don't think she's that great.
Well, you gotta make something that everything sounds like it's racial, Tommy.
I didn't.
Yeah, that is.
You have made it about race every time you've talked
about race. And it has nothing to do with the race.
Why don't... why don't you like her, Arlen?
What is it about her specifically?
Is it because she's a woman? Or is it because of her race?
Audience, you could have been here when the mics were off. The things these two were saying. The things these two were saying when mics were off.
You don't like Nicki Minaj.
We can all make those baseless accusations, Tommy.
Also, by the way, Tom Tron's not a real person. It was just Tommy.
Holy shit!
So there we go. Mic drop.
It was just the outlet for his true opinions about the movie.
His eyes would roll back and Tom Tron would appear.
It's like The Exorcist. So I guess it probably wasn't Tommy, it was Satan.
Yeah. But who had used you as a conduit?
Hey, Tom Tron's back though. He's uploading new videos.
Is he really?
Tom Tron is?
Yeah. Why don't we just do that instead of The Haunting?
Because I don't want to watch a fat nerd play video games.
Oh.
While making comments about, oh, but they do. I just saw you fall off that rock, huh, Jack?
But you guys just watch me shit all over you in Mario Kart.
Well, it's because you had the only good controller.
I'm a fat nerd, though.
Oh, Chris. Nerd, Chris.
You just watched me shit.
You're more
all
of
over.
A chic geek.
Chic geek.
That's really cool.
I make a lot of fun of you, and I want to apologize to you in advance for using a slant rhyme at you. I know how much you don't like those.
Okay, that in itself sounds racist. Slant rhyme. The way you keep saying it sounds like it's a racial slur.
That was the funniest thing I've ever heard you say in your entire goddamn life is that you don't like Nicki Minaj because she uses slant rhymes.
No, it's because none of her stuff actually rhymes. She has to force it to rhyme by mispronouncing it.
That's cool. That's what cool rapping people do.
That is not what cool rapping people do.
If you can make two words rhyme that didn't previously rhyme, you've succeeded.
No, it's you've mispronounced something.
So you think
you can't have mispronounced?
It's lazy.
In my rap,
it's lazy.
So that's cheating in your book.
Yes,
I think they can do whatever they want. If Kid Rock can rhyme things with things,
holy
Kid Rock,
you can
is
force a rhyme.
The worst rapper.
That is true, and we can all agree with that. Kid Rock.
He rhymed the word things with the word things.
He should have changed his name to Kid Country a while ago.
We were smoking funny things. We were doing lots of things. But that should be okay with you because he didn't have to mispronounce anything.
Well, that's not a real rhyme.
Also, Kid Rock sucks. In every possible way.
I would never defend Kid Rock.
Yeah, he's horrible.
Sorry, I would never defend Kid Country.
Kid Country.
Kid he's not even a kid anymore.
Oh, he's an old man.
He's an old man. He wants to be a senator.
I would never defend geriatric piece of shit.
No, you wouldn't.
I vote for Kid Rock.
I don't think you would.
I believe in Kid Rock.
I don't think you would vote for him.
He's a big Trump supporter.
Yeah, so am I.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot
Okay,
Tom
well, Tom Tron's not here tonight. This is just Tommy speaking.
Yeah.
No, Kid Rock has no place in Washington.
No celebrities do.
In America. We can send him far, far away from here. I'm honestly just running out the clock.
Now, who would take him?
One of them loser countries.
Alabama would take him.
That's America.
That's still part of America, technically.
Yeah, Alabama,
it's the worst part, but it's still there.
Him. Alabama would take him. They'd secede so they could have Kid Rock. Yeah. Alabama would secede over wanting to have
I think
Kid
he
Rock.
Should be sent to an island somewhere to live out his life alone.
Yeah, one of the islands
miserable.
He fucking owns because he has more money than the three of us ever will have in our entire lives.
Yeah, he can have his own island.
So?
Citizen Soldier! Is that him?
I don't know if it was him or not. I really don't know that much of his.
I think it was
oeuvre.
I think he was Citizen Soldier. He did a song for like the Join the Marines or Join the Peace Corps. Well, not the Peace Corps, but.
It definitely wasn't
definitely
the Peace Corps.
Definitely not that.
I don't think he's ever said the word peace in his life.
I want a piece of pie.
I want a piece of that cone bread.
Yeah.
I want a piece of that dick.
No. Mine was funny because it was calling him fat.
And then I just stole his joke.
Yeah.
And then finally yours doesn't make sense because why would you want a piece of a dick?
That's disgusting.
You don't have the whole thing.
Don't kink shame him.
Yes. Well, actually, I will gladly kink shame anyone who wants to dissect a penis and take pieces off. Yeah. I'd be ashamed.
It might be a dead animal's penis that he's trying to get a hold of.
It's still bestiality and necrophilia.
Yeah, no, he might just be trying to eat it.
Okay, that's the same. That's
not the same thing.
It's bestiality and necrophilia.
It does follow ethics that I'm okay with people eating dead animals.
Oh, so he's not getting sexual pleasure from this. He's just eating an animal. Okay.
I mean, people get sexual pleasure from eating, so he might get sexual pleasure from it, but...
I still think it's a bit... When you bring in eating sex organs, I think that crosses into sex territory.
I miss Dylan.
No, that's not true. They serve like Rocky Mountain oysters and calf fries.
What?
At restaurants. What? Cow testicle. They serve it.
Disgusting. I don't care for that.
Have you eaten it?
No, but I don't care.
Oh, well, there you go. It tastes perfectly fine.
I don't care for that. I don't care for it at all.
Oh, I guess I need to rein it in. So trivia. This
Three doors down.
What was the 65th
Citizen Soldier?
There never was one.
Because, next question. How many Goosebumps were there?
60-something.
64. No, there's got to be 100-something.
Point, Chris. Next up.
I got Goosebumps, a point, I guess.
Choose Your Own Adventure novels featured one that was about this kind of creature.
The Yeti.
No.
Vampires.
He's going to get you eventually.
I have no idea.
I already got you. I've read the vampire one.
Direct answer. There's one about an evil knight. There's one about evil peanut butter.
I've read the one about vampires.
Arlen, 2 points, Chris.
Okay.
Next up. So, R.L. Stine once dabbled in making adult novels. What was the adult novel?
Fear Street.
Fear Street was for teenagers, not adults.
No, but he made an adult novel.
It's called, like, Superstition or something.
I'm going to give R.L. a point.
Yeah.
Just because he came up with something?
I think it is called Superstition, though. It's called Superstitious or Superstition.
For trivia this week, everyone's going to end up with the same amount of points. So just do your best. It's just like a state education. Like,
yes, do it. Just try your best.
No child left behind.
No child left behind. You guys are both getting equal points. What the hell are you watching over there?
Nothing. Continue it.
It sounded like a child singing a song with a piano.
This Kid Rock?
No, it's Three Doors Down. It's Citizen Soldier.
Oh.
Okay, that was pretty good. That's a pretty good song. We don't have the rights to Citizen Soldier.
Oh, I'm sure we'll get a takedown notice.
Alright. Take it off,
I know, I'm tired of Three Doors Down.
Arlen Sinks once dabbled in writing a Goosebumps novella.
The Terror of Camp Spooky. And yours was called Evil World Camp.
2 points, Arlen.
Yeah, 2 points.
Well, now he's 3 points ahead of me.
Chris, true or false, there's been a Choose Your Own Goosebumps adventure about peanut butter.
True?
Point, Chris.
There you go.
True or false, R.L. Stine has a son named Matt Stine who's a New York musician.
That's true. That's 100% Chris only. True. Oh, wow.
Chris can only answer.
Oh, true.
Mm. Good job, Chris. It's a point for you. Finally, my last trivia question of the night.
We're tied now, Arlen.
It's only available to Chris.
Okay.
What is the name of the two squids from the Splatoon franchise? I don't know.
I watched a video about the Splatoon franchise like a week ago. I can't remember.
Isn't it Jacko, Wacko, and Dot?
No.
Give Arlen 2 points, and now he's ahead of you, Chris.
Even though that's three people.
It's like Squiggla or something stupid like that.
Arlen answered the question.
But I gave three people. I gave the Animaniacs. I'll take it, though.
What's your snack of the week?
My snack of the week was beer, chips, and queso to be enjoyed while we watch The Haunting Hour.
It wasn't even queso, it's just cheese.
It's just cheese, it's the same thing.
No, queso's got nice stuff in it. No, it's tasty.
Actually, it's just melted cheese.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
I think I know what the difference is. I think it's called ballpark nachos.
Yes.
It's ballpark queso, then.
Yeah, it's ballpark queso.
It's just cheese. Mm-hmm. So, it's queso. It's just ballpark.
Did you get ballpark Franks for us to dip them in?
No.
That's gross, Chris.
Why? They go together.
That's
Chris,
disgusting.
The way you eat wieners grosses me out. And I'm not trying to make that in any kind of weird sexual way. The way you eat hot dog wieners and sausages kind of grosses
me out. That's strange, because I don't eat hot dogs. They're gross.
Except for all the times when you were getting hot dogs and just sliding them out of the bun.
Those weren't hot dogs.
What were they?
They're sausages.
But that's still CG said sausages.
But I don't eat hot dogs. He said hot dogs.
He said sausages too. He said both. They're both wieners of some kind.
Guys, we've been doing this for a year.
Yeah.
What?
And now we're about to do the best episode. Can we do predictions already?
Yeah, so for the R.L. Stein.
Oh shit, we can't like waste time, right? We have to do like four of these.
Yeah.
Only three, because I wanted to not watch a movie, because I kept looking. Chris, you've ruined movies for me. I went to Movie Training Company before we came here, and I don't ever want to watch a movie again.
You hated movies before we started this podcast.
Well, now I extra
listen hate. Listen back to the early on episodes.
Now I extra hate movies. I extra hate them. I hate them like I hate it when Nicki Minaj gets on stage and tries to rhyme two words that don't rhyme.
That's called slant rhyming.
Ugh.
Stop saying that word.
Slant rhyming. Well, it's what you rhyming. Said it first, buddy. You got up there.
Yeah, but the way you say it is such disdain.
Slant rhyming.
I'm mocking your disdain. I think it's cool.
Alright, my
one thinks that Nicki Minaj is cool.
Oh boy.
Her day in the sun has
passed.
Passed, yeah.
She's gonna come back.
Maybe. Like,
Taylor Swift and Katy Perry are going to get into a giant mech battle. And then, like, just when you think it's over, Nicki Minaj is going to take the crown.
No, we all Katy Perry
that
one,
Nicki Minaj is the number three of all chanteuses?
Yes.
Female singers.
Okay. No, I think number one is most definitely the hippo from New Peoples. But that's undisputed. I don't think...
Wait, so Nicki Minaj?
Oh...
Oh, boy.
Whoa.
I don't think that we should be ranking women.
Hey, but you know what?
No, I'm saying
Tommy.
If you're going to rank...
I wasn't racist.
Good job, Chris.
Congratulations,
Chris.
If you're going to rank female singers, clearly Taylor Swift is number one. She sells the most. She, you know, gets the most.
What about Beyonce?
Well, she doesn't sell the most.
She's still a fucking queen, though.
Yeah, she's going to be up there. She's bigger than Nicki Minaj. That's what I'm saying. Nicki Minaj doesn't even make top five.
What about Estelle Mama from the Mamas and the Papas?
She's...
What about Stevie Fleetwood, Mac?
Stevie Nicks, yeah.
I wouldn't put her up in the top 10.
Well, yeah, she's not really...
Why wouldn't you put Stevie Nicks in the top 10, Chris?
Currently,
she's not...
Why wouldn't
yeah.
you put her... Is it because she's old?
Currently, because she doesn't have music out.
Is it because she's white?
No, it's because she's not popular now. She's not in the pop. She's not in the cultural zeitgeist.
What about Fantasia Barrino, Chris?
What about Courtney Barnett?
Who?
Who?
Oh, Courtney Barnett. She's the best female singer out there right now. She's awesome.
Iggy Azalea is bigger than all them, and I wouldn't even put her in the top five.
Why wouldn't you put Iggy Azalea in the top five?
Because she's Australian or something.
No. Oh, yeah, okay. There
we go. Keep that away from me. Finally found something we can agree
on. No, because she licks people's donuts.
What?
What?
That was her, right?
I think that was Mel Gibson you're thinking of.
No, there was some female singer from Australia who was going around U.S. donut shop. There's a video of her. And she was picking up donuts while the employees' backs were turned and licking them and then putting them down. And when someone called her out on it, she was like, "This is what's wrong with capitalist society."
I don't think that was Iggy Azalea.
I think that's just a crazy woman, Chris.
I think that was you.
Just an insane person.
I think
person.
That was you when you go into your female state. No, I don't want to see the video, especially not on the podcast. Arlen, what are you predicting is going to happen?
My prediction for the first episode of The Haunting Hour is the parent won't believe the kid when the kid says that something creepy is going on.
That's like guaranteed.
That's my prediction.
Hey, Chris.
Sorry, Ariana Grande.
Oh.
Sorry, Iggy.
Ariana Grande, she's like my number two.
She's
wow.
like a filthy slant rhymer.
Jesus.
All those songs about BDSM, making those boys take their pants around their ankles. Why can't they just hitch up their pants and stop slant rhyming?
Yes, we know way more about modern day music than I do.
Slant rhyming.
Well, apparently you're admitting that your take on Nicki Minaj is bullshit.
But Chris, what's your prediction?
Nicki Minaj is bullshit.
No, she's cool.
She
I'm
was.
Not saying she's like the coolest thing ever and I listen to her all the time.
Anaconda is 90% someone else's song.
They stole it. Another common street rat stealing music. They stole that beat from Sir Mix-a-Lot and they're blasting it on their stereos too loud.
I don't even know what Tommy's doing.
You're accusing...
Is he being an old man or a racist old man?
I'm being you, racist old man.
How is it being me? What is old about what I'm saying? That she makes shitty music?
Complaining about the music of the young people.
Complaining about...
I like music of the young people.
complaining about remixes is just, it tantalizes my funny bone is when people are like, you can't take someone else's song, put a new beat behind it,
no,
over it.
There are good instances of remixes, and then there are instances of remixes where they don't do anything.
You're talking about good remixes being Ice Ice Baby, of course.
Yeah, Ice Ice Baby. Oh,
whoa. Anaconda is a shitty song, and Ice Ice Baby is a good song?
No, I was... I was yes anding Arlen. Jesus.
Yes,
Your Honor,
and?
I rest my case. Chris Morgan's Ice Ice Baby is a good song. He also made us listen to the entirety of All Star while we played
that
Mario Kart.
That is not true. Arlen,
I made us listen to that. That's a great song.
I would like to call this to rest and would like to have.
I was trying to put Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Found guilty of shittiness. Chris, what do you think is going to happen in this?
You already read my prediction aloud.
Yeah, but now you have to tell all 700 of the people who don't listen to the show but like the Facebook because they're fake accounts.
They're not fake accounts.
They're fake accounts.
They're not fake accounts.
They're fake accounts.
I've looked at each of their accounts.
Hey, people who listen to this show and like our Facebook, totally send us something. Like, just one letter. Send the letter K on the Facebook. Just put it on the Facebook, the letter K.
At the end of the episode, one of the children will have taken the place of the farmer after having defeated him.
Okay. There we go.
I'm going to have some chips.
Okay, there we go. Chips, queso, and the haunting hour.
The pumpkin head haunting hour.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Okay, there we go.
Now we're both recording.
All right, there we are. Okay,
well,
so...
Well, we have to go through with Pumpkinhead.
Well, Chris already did.
Oh, I thought it was more entertaining than that.
Except it ended, like, so abruptly. There was no third act. It just...
No, it ended at the... So the ending of the second act is where you have your pre-climax. It sets up the events of the third act. And that's exactly how it ended. It ended with... The girl being captured, and then the boy was about to get
the little fatty was getting murdered.
About to get eaten. The other guy had already gotten taken.
Yeah. So just, you know, it's terrifying that we're left with an unresolved story arc.
I thought it was just bad writing.
Well single-sentence summary of Pumpkinhead.
Okay, this one actually might be possible to do a full plot summary of this movie in one sentence.
Farmer's pumpkin children abducts other children to make more pumpkin children.
That's gibberish.
That's gibberish. His single sentence summary.
That's also what happened.
Is kids try to take some pumpkins, but the pumpkins take them.
I'm honestly going to go ahead and say Arlen succeeded at describing that.
That is all that happens
in that episode.
There's
no better way to describe that.
Yeah.
But it was ooky spooky.
Oh, it was horrifying.
Oh, it was absolutely like bone chilling. There's a scene where they open a pumpkin and there's worms in it.
There were worms in that pumpkin. Also a tooth in one of them.
There's also a comic relief character who went a zombie.
Zombieber.
He played Zombie Justin Bieber. Yeah, which was a solid wordplay.
Yeah, and there was a mom that didn't exist after the first 2 minutes.
That's true.
She was a registered nurse.
Or a doctor. She was very, very busy. So, by the way, we need to mention how the main boy, delivered the great line while they were going trick-or-treating, which is, I should be with my friends pranking like a bad boy, said non-ironically...
And
one of the best lines of any R.L. Stein-related thing ever.
For like 5-year-olds.
Yeah.
The girl looked like Bev from
Bev. Sort of. She sort of looked like Bev.
I don't think she did.
She had giant eyes.
She had big eyes, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
Sometimes just giant-eyed things kind of look all the same to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, would you recommend
Pumpkinhead?
Pumpkinhead.
Yeah, 100%, totally. Absolutely recommend Pumpkinhead.
Clocking in only 22 minutes, if we're judging this as a film, I would give it 2 thumbs way up.
Yeah. Chris, would you recommend Pumpkinhead?
Just straight to the point.
It definitely wasn't the longest movie we watched.
No, it was technically the shortest.
It was, in a way. Do we do our predictions now, or
so
what?
So now we'll be choosing our next episode.
The next one is Dreamcatcher.
We have no idea what it's about.
I forgot what it's about. Hold on.
Well, keeping the theme of it going.
Something about nightmares.
A group of girls in a cabin keep having a recurring nightmare about a mysterious creature known as the Dreamcatcher.
See, that just sounds great to me. That sounds like a great time.
Yeah.
What do you guys predict is going to happen?
Let's see. Okay, my prediction is going to be.
Well, Chris, looks like yours is
ready. No, it's not. Well, yeah, I can just read it. I can just say it aloud.
Well, in the meantime, while
I know it.
Would you fix or franchise Pumpkinhead?
I would fix it by adding a third act.
So you're saying it was good enough you wouldn't fix anything else, you just wanted more.
I wouldn't want to see what happened.
You're franchising out the third act.
Yeah, I would franchise it too. I'd have
it's like someone
part.
Hands you 2/3 of a book that they ripped out the back pages, and they ask you how you liked it.
What I liked about it is that it was too short to fuck up. Just when you only have 20 minutes, you can't piss me off.
They did fuck it up. It wasn't good.
They did okay. That's what's great about these things. They're just little bites. Little bites.
There's going to be a Native American in Dreamcatcher that warns them about the Dreamcatcher because it's a Native American monster.
I would go ahead and say it's probably not going to happen, but I approve your prediction.
Let's see. My prediction for Dreamcatcher... I'm going to go ahead and do the opposite of what happened in Pumpkinhead and say that, like, they all get out. The Dreamcatcher doesn't get them. They
all the children escape.
All the children escape.
I'm not officially playing this.
Or the Dreamcatcher is actually a little alien boy that has mental issues.
Are you doing reference to the Dreamcatcher?
Named Duddits. And they have to stop an evil alien from jizzing into the water supply.
To quote the movie
The kids get away from that creature.
To quote the movie Dreamcatcher, I Duddits.
I Duddits.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought it was I tried remaking it.
Oh, they did, didn't they?
Yeah, it's two stories. Yeah. Except it's old half. So only the boring part of it.
Oh. Yeah. Wait, was it just Stephen King, just like after his car accident, was like, oh, I'll fucking try this again?
Probably forgot he wrote it because he was on Codeine.
Codeine.
Hey, if Nicki Minaj can mispronounce things, so can I.
Codeine.
On to the next episode.
All right, let's do it.
Oh, well, that was really short. Okay, sure, fine. That segment is literally
you get right
like
to it.
5 minutes.
Hey, good enough. We gotta go through this fast.
Well, Dreamcatcher was 5 stars, 10 stars.
It was okay. It wasn't as good as Pumpkinhead.
Wait,
I would
single
say
single sentence summary.
Oh, Marilyn Manson terrorizes little girls.
Stilts on his arms.
Yeah.
As Freddy Krueger.
With stilts on his arms. He said there's a lot of Krueger and there's a lot of Babadook.
And Pennywise.
Just a little bit of everything.
I don't think there's very much it in there.
There's a giant spider.
My single sentence summary is Marilyn Manson terrorizes kids at camp.
Through their dreams,
yeah.
You can still be one sentence at that.
I'll just keep the way my
single sentence summary is the little bitch gets it in the end.
I don't like that sentence. I also don't like gets it in
the
end.
She was there to brag to her friends that she was going to leave them to die.
Still,
she was a horrible person.
Not to bring it back up, because it doesn't need to come all the way back up, but the fact that Nicki Minaj forcing a rhyme scheme like NyQuil and
that doesn't make any sense.
The other one, where the fact that bothers you with saying the little bitch gets it in the end is like, that's a perfectly fine sentence to say.
If you are implying that it is a sexual sentence, that's on you, sir. That is on you.
It is not an okay thing to say.
You were talking about, like, which ones are ugly and which ones are pretty. You were going on a monologue.
There was nothing sexual about what I said.
Well, it was weird.
You were rating which... them on a 5 scale?
No, I was
ranking...
Yeah, because
if you don't do a 10 for children, 5 is... It's, divide it by half.
There was little girls in a cabin, and they got scared by a dream monster who actually was really good-looking. That was a good-looking monster.
It was a good monster.
That was a good
and
monster.
And his web cave was pretty cool.
If I was
cool.
A child, my mother would not have let me watch that.
Yeah, it was spooky.
No, I'm sorry.
No, did you free reign over television when you were a kid?
I was not allowed to watch The Simpsons. That's pretty much it.
Oh, you
because
missed
it's
out.
It's a children's show.
Yeah, I know.
There's entire episodes about sex.
There are.
Sex.
I had.
Best and worst moments.
Oh, we're not paying enough attention. Best moment was any moment with the monster.
Which worst, like 2 minutes of the whole show.
Yeah, worst moment was when the bratty girl, I'll say. Is explaining the origins of the story and she just rambles on. It sucks.
I would say that in a 22-minute story, you really can't have any worse moments. But alternatively, you're not really connected, so you don't have any best moments either.
Yeah.
It's just kind of television.
My best moment was when, what's her name? The camp counselor? got all pissed off at the girl for falling asleep during her song. Yeah. Was like yelling at her.
You fell asleep while sitting up.
No, it was like you fell asleep while sitting up during my song. That's how I took it.
So it's one of those things that if like you were a kid that would like that would fuck with you a little bit. Because is that a thing? Is falling asleep while sitting up like a thing? As a kid, you'd wonder.
She was
tired.
She was exhausted.
She couldn't sleep because that little bitch that was her bunkmate was messing with her all the time.
We gotta admit, we were not paying enough attention, but they were being haunted by a monster in their dreams.
Marilyn Manson / Babadook.
Because what's her face was messing with their dream catchers.
Yes.
And letting the monster get to them.
Through their dream catcher.
Yeah.
Because the counselor said that you need to have a dream catcher.
And there was no Native American in this episode, so...
But we did do a funny Native American voice. That was funny.
So we made a Native American for this show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm not doing it on this show now.
Why not?
Because it's inappropriate.
You're doing it, like, nonstop.
Arlen's yawn is everything.
You don't have to do it, Tommy. You don't have to do it. But neither Chris nor myself got the prediction.
Yeah, right. Read back the predictions to me.
Chris, you go first. You go first, Chris.
The Dreamcatcher. It's a Native American monster. There's a Native American that's going to warn them about a Native American monster.
Because
Dreamcatchers.
Because we did so many Native American jokes, I'm going to give you 1 point.
Okay, then I deserve more than 1 point for mine.
What's yours?
Mine was the kids get away from that creature. Most of them do.
I'm going to give you 4 points.
That's okay. All right.
Is that really your prediction?
The kids get away from that creature. And they do for the most part.
I think that wraps it up.
I wonder if they're going to be going back to camp next year.
Maybe. Maybe there's a sequel to this.
Are we
one.
Not going to fix this or franchise it?
Honestly, I say fix it. Less blah, 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 more action.
Yeah, you only need so much exposition in a 20-minute show. You say there's an evil monster.
Yeah, it's not convoluted.
I can say franchise it. I want to see more of that monster.
I think we should have had a Native American man that was warning them as if he was the gas station attendant.
Chris, there's only so many minutes. Also, these are children. Why would children be talking to a gas station attendant?
No, as if a gas station attendant in horror movies.
All right, well, I want you to... All right, Mr. Hollywood.
But no, he's like, he works at the camp, and he's like...
He's like, he works at the camp in some capacity.
Oh, I am the groundskeeper of this camp.
No, sir.
Why can't he be like the head counselor, Chris? Yeah.
Why can't he own the
camp? Why does he have to be
why can't he be a wealthy investor who makes money off the camp?
Oh, I own the casino down the road and I'm an alcoholic.
I made it worse. How about that?
You just chase it down the sewer and just... You're covering shit.
You made it worse. Anything else we want to talk about with Dreamcatcher?
I have nothing else that I want to fucking
Would have. I recommend Dreamcatcher?
No.
I wouldn't recommend this
I
one
would
either.
Recommend Pumpkinhead.
Pumpkinhead's way better.
I would not recommend Dreamcatcher.
I would not recommend Dreamcatcher even though it had a more traditional story structure as it had 3 acts.
I guess it did, didn't it?
It still did. Wasn't better, though.
No.
Didn't save it. Didn't save it.
The Pumpkinhead monsters were actually creepier.
And I liked...
Pumpkinhead was a two-act.
I liked the feel of Pumpkinhead.
Which is weird. Pumpkinhead moved much quicker than this, but told less of a story.
Yeah. Somehow Dreamcatcher felt like it was a full-length feature film, even though it was only 22 minutes.
Yeah, it was very boring.
Mm-hmm. It was boring. Which one are we watching next, boys?
Chris has chosen...
Return of Emily's D.
Yeah, I really wish we were watching the one about the tiny mummy, but whatever.
It is actually called...
It's not going to actually have a
The
time.
Return of Lily D.
I'm looking at a picture of this dude in the stereo, and he's over a sarcophagus, which is what mummies come out of. The episode is called Night of the Mummy, and if you look, that sarcophagus is the size of a Ken doll.
It might just be like a different thing in the exhibit. Yeah, it's a different sarcophagus.
Seth
not the one that the mummy
is in. Ancient Egypt, but his excitement over an exhibit of tiny artifacts fades when he realizes he has a lot in common with a mummy, or should we say... A little.
We could have made a prediction.
That's just
going
to be a Cheech and Chong movie where they just get high at the end.
I really want to let my joke land. Does he have a little in common with the mummy? Because it's a mummy about the size of, like, a hand.
It's not a small mummy.
I was going to say, if we made the prediction Seth Green appears in this episode, and the guy's last name was Green, we would have got it.
His shirt is green, though.
Yeah, it's true.
He's Seth, and he has a
green
shirt.
Or what's the standing right now for points?
One.
Well, I have 4 from the game, but then... I think 6 from trivia looks like, so
I thought
like
we
10
were
overall.
Supposed to have. Tommy said that we were supposed to have even points.
Points from trivia, which was 5.
Okay, so I have 9 points.
9 versus
total.
5 then?
6.
9 versus 6. Okay.
I'm happy with that. Alright, let's watch Emily's D.
The Return of Emily's D.
Lily's. Whoa!
Well, we'll cut before. Oh, Jesus. Can you play that back? Just to see.
Okay, is one of the penguins named Kevin?
I don't know.
No, Kevin's the fourth penguin, which is why the show should be called The Fourth.
4321 Penguins, but, because of Kevin.
So the minion character Kevin is just a ripoff of the retarded penguin?
We've never seen an episode of this.
It was just what someone said in middle school, and it was funny.
And it was the funniest thing we'd ever heard in our goddamn lives.
Why do you have to really mention that? Who cares? No one cares.
No one's listening.
Yeah.
Everyone's listening.
No one's listening.
Okay, so we just watched The Return of Lily D.
Oh,
and boy, was it delightful.
It was. The D stands for D plus. Plus, which it actually leads you at about a B.
It had the most cohesive plot yet, had side characters who had their own story, somewhat.
Yeah, I was the number one of the three. To give it a single sentence summary,
had a B plot and an A plot.
Child's Play, the actual plot of, I think, the third Child's Play. Someone finds the evil doll and also has to battle it in a rehash of the original plot.
Yeah. So
it was cut down a lot, and by the end, nothing happens to the doll. It is just thrown in a pot of spaghetti.
Well, its head is.
I feel like watching these.
An open pot of spaghetti that was just sitting there overnight.
Yeah, it was just sitting there overnight. Yeah, single sentence summary, you nailed it. It's basically just evil doll torments a girl and her grandpa.
Not even torments.
Yeah, not really even torments.
As far as like being a thing for a kid, I actually thought the plot was interesting that the monster was jealous because she takes in a bird with a broken wing.
Yeah, it's true.
So it may fly again. And the plot that this evil doll would be jealous of that. It was good.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was a good.
I liked the grandpa. I liked the little girl. She did a good job.
Yeah, she did a good job. The grandpa was likable.
I get an A plus. This is probably one of the best things we've ever watched in the movie.
Probably.
Better than Christmas with Cookie.
Yes. Well, that's like the lower. That's an easy bar to pass.
No, don't bring up that one.
It was better than Barbarella.
Barbarella looked weird and good.
It had a stingray, and that's all it had to offer me.
Had a hairy man who got hairier.
That's true.
I'm bored just thinking about that movie.
No, let's not bring down the podcast with mentions of that.
What's our best and worst moments?
I don't have to do that
one. Let's just go down the list. Each one of these has only been like 5 minutes.
The best moment of The Return of Lily D. I'm going to say when the grandpa gets knocked down the stairs. Because it's legitimately frightening.
That was hard.
I thought he died for a second.
I did love... I'm gonna give myself some praise. My joke about him saying I can't feel my legs.
Yeah, that was good.
He was in a wheelchair the last time.
I actually really appreciated the tense moment where the doll took its own wig off.
Oh, yeah.
And put it on a chair as a decoy and stuck it behind her, and the doll was bald and looked really fucking scary.
Yeah, and I thought it was a plot hole because I said, how did she get downstairs so fast? Because she was just at the top of the stairs 10 seconds ago. It was not.
As always, best worst moments is a riveting discussion.
It always
is.
But was there any... What was the worst moment? It was kind of too short for Lily to be a worst moment.
Yeah.
So it's technically flawless.
Wait, there was also that great part with all the dolls in the store talking to the old lady.
Yeah. There's a doll shop. There's like a cobbler, except she cobbles dolls. So she's a gobbler. And she talks to her dolls, and her dolls speak in like... what sound like 4- and 5-year-olds reading lines.
It sounds like Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was entertaining. It was genuinely fun.
Yeah. My worst moment might have been the product placement for Goodwill.
So I actually remember the first Lily D. So I'm going to go ahead and say this. Franchise the shit out of this.
Yeah, I want more of this.
I want more
Lily D. I say absolutely franchise it.
Annabelle.
No, that's dumb. And no. Lily D wipes the floor with Annabelle because it's fun. And it's only 20 minutes long.
But you can say that that's the Child's Play movies.
Yeah, but those are like 3 hours long.
Yeah, but there's really no worse moment of this one, except I guess I'll go with the Goodwill plug, but that's about it.
Yeah.
But I mean, plugging Goodwill is not like a bad thing.
Well, no, it would seem like they were just trying to make the characters more sympathetic by being like, oh, look, they're not as rich as all the other episodes have been.
Yeah, I'll go with that. Maybe they tried too hard to
be nice. Maybe that's why I like this episode, because I sympathized with their family.
Yeah.
Because so far, every other victim in these movies have been fucking rich kids at camps and mansions.
I should be with my friends pranking like a bad boy.
Wait, so you were not able to relate to the rich kids?
I'm saying I sympathized. I was saying I was sympathetic because of the financial situation of the characters.
Mm.
Yes, you had sympathy, but not empathy.
I'll empathize your... I don't have a callback to that one. That leads us to nothing left. Oh, predictions.
Predictions.
Wait, only one of us fixed this or franchised it.
Oh, I think we all said franchise it. I want to see more of this.
Make it its own series.
I think they should do a crossover with Child's Play, like we talked
about.
The joke that's like the low-hanging fruit is that you'd have an Avengers that's all of the evil dolls. But that's not a very funny joke, and it's not a very funny concept.
Or it could be a verse movie.
You can have Chucky and then the Bell and Billy Dee and the
and then, of course, the Puppet Master.
And the Puppet Master and you're recruited by...
They've already done Puppet Master versus, though.
Puppet Master versus Demonic Toys has already happened.
There's an animator who animates all my YouTube channels, and I'm going to have him animate my dialogue about the Avengers movie, but it's evil dolls instead of superheroes. And it's going to get 200 million subscribers.
So, is this Mike Tyson? Is he the new character? Mike Tyson reviews?
This is Mike Tyson as a vlogging gamer.
Anyways.
A glamour?
Chris.
A YouTuber.
What was your prediction for this episode?
My prediction is the doll takes the place of the little girl. I thought it was going to happen. They started wearing similar clothes.
Suck on a big fat zero.
Mine was the doll gets tossed away at the ending, but the episode ends with the reveal that the doll is still alive.
I'm going to have to give you a big fat really on that.
There's
one.
Really not.
Her head landed in a pot of spaghetti, and they closed the pot of spaghetti. Mm-hmm.
So that concludes the episode. We can
we're going to do one more and do the final score.
Well, that was going to be a surprise for the audience, but yeah, we're going to do one more.
One more where it's a multiplier prediction. It has to be absurd.
Which one do we want to watch?
Let's pick on air.
Yeah, let's do it on air. On air.
I want to watch The Tiny Mummy.
All right, everybody shut up while we look at this.
Okay, so we've got Scarecrow, we've got Tiny Mummy, Stage Fright, Headshot.
Night of the Tiny Mummies.
Okay, let's
pick from those four. Let's ignore the whole
one. Okay, Scarecrow.
We can do bad Feng Shui.
No, I don't want to do that one.
That's how you pronounce Feng Shui?
I don't want to do that one. Scarecrow, what's the other one? Scarecrow,
Night of the Tiny Mummy, Stage Fright, and Headshot.
Hold on, read the description.
I don't want to do a headshot.
Oh, why? Because go back.
Because I don't want another creepy teenage girl episode.
You want Chris ranking teenagers?
Yes, I don't want that.
It never happens.
Read
just to be clear, that never happens.
Read the description of the whole.
I said no to
that. Read the description.
A family moves to a house said to be haunted by a man who went insane during a barbecue, which may have something to do with a hole in their yard.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, I'd rather do the Scarecrow. Though. I think we were all.
It doesn't sound mystical. It sounds like just a crazy old man with a barbecue. Yeah.
I would like to
anyways,
watch Tiny Mummy.
Scarecrow, a farmer, has trouble ridding her crops of crows, so she buys a scarecrow from a mysterious salesman.
All right, here's what I'm going to say.
The scarecrow is a disturbing past.
Also, the farmer is a 12-year-old girl.
No, that's the protagonist.
That's true.
Can we, just real quick, go to Night of the Mummy and just watch the ending to see if it's a tiny mummy? That's all I want.
It is definitely not a tiny mummy.
You say that with the word definite when you have no... evidence that it's a full-size mummy.
Okay, my multiplier for this, it's not a tiny mummy.
You will get no points. I just want to see if it's a tiny mummy. That's all.
We're not going to do that live on air. Let's... Chris! We can check it if we decide not to watch it. If we decide to watch it, we're going to watch the episode and then be surprised by the twist.
Let's watch Headshot. We're watching Headshot.
No, let's do Stage Fright. Well, Chris, it's I say Stage Fright. Tommy says Headshot. What do you say? It can be from any of them, and if that happens, we'll just go through it again.
I think Stage Fright looks boring.
Yeah, it does. Headshot looks fun.
Headshot, let's do
it. Right, we'll do Headshot. But real quick, you can edit this out if you want to now. See if it's a tiny mummy.
It's not gonna be.
There's a tiny sarcophagus.
You know what? If it is not a tiny mummy, I want points to match what Arlen has.
No, not at all. Because it's not gonna be a tiny mummy. That's not fair.
I just want to see if it's a tiny mummy.
It's not gonna be a tiny mummy. No one gets points.
But he's a mummy.
Yeah.
We found out the twist. He's the resurrected.
Yeah.
Twin of the mummy.
Yeah. You went to the exact moment of the twist.
No, the mummy's a lady.
No, the mummy's is
twin. Well, there's another mummy there, too.
Here, let's turn it down.
But there's no tiny mummy.
There's no tiny mummy.
They're the identical twins. They're there.
But then there's like a priestess.
Tiny mummy. He's a little person.
There's no tiny mummies.
All right. So let's watch Headshot.
Let's watch Headshot.
How sad. That probably would have not been a bad twist.
Damn, there's no fucking.
I don't know, I'm kind of glad we didn't watch the mummy one. Kind of looked like
looked
not
boring.
So right. Yeah, it looked not.
Alright, doing a fourth was too much, and that's going to wrap up tonight. I don't want to talk about it.
We picked a boring episode.
Yeah, it
also
sucked. Neither of us got
a
multiplier. Mine was someone will something about. No, complain about slant rhyme didn't happen. Yours was, they'll say boom headshot didn't
boom
happen.
Headshot because the name of the show was called Headshot.
Alright.
Chris, you get one bonus point for.
Wait, that makes me Ty Arlen.
Oh, never mind then.
Okay, there we go. I won. Doesn't matter either way.
Why do I get one bonus point?
Just for being a good kid.
Alright, we wouldn't recommend this. Last call for notes.
They,
I didn't do anything.
Way over-sexualized the children then.
Yeah, it wasn't very good. Let's not talk about it. Tommy, rein it in. Rein it in, Tommy. Tommy, rein it in.
We need to spend more than 30 seconds talking about it.
I'm tired of it.
It sucked.
Best and worst moments.
No.
The whole thing. The whole thing. So no. I don't want to talk
about
it.
We haven't even recorded for 45 minutes.
I don't care. I don't care.
No, that's 45. That's the longer episode than
yeah.
usual.
No, anyways, Tommy.
Yeah, it's longer than
it's
most.
It's half the length
once
of the
once you cut off
episode.
The, like, us talking about Donald Trump, like, it's usually about 40 minutes.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Donkey Toucher.
I cut off Donkey Toucher almost every episode. And it's still an hour and 15.
Well, you can't get any more minutes out of me.
Okay. Last call for notes.
None.
Yeah, I've got a few.
No, he doesn't.
No,
I
do not.
No,
I think
it doesn't.
That needs
no.
to be fixed. I wrote this down. They need to make it spookier.
Chris.
Satan was in that episode.
Chris. Yeah.
And,
anyways.
Satan wasn't scary
Chris.
At all. He should have.
Chris.
She should have been.
What did we learn
today?
I didn't learn anything. Arlen didn't learn anything. Tommy didn't learn anything.
I wanted to, like, actually do the thing where I went, oh, I learned something, and then pause for 15 minutes, and then finally, like, come up with, oh, I didn't learn anything.
Oh, okay.
But I'll just condense those 15 minutes down to one,
Tagline, you're it.
No.
Did you like Goosebumps? Well, you won't like
this. Are you
this.
Talking as slow as you can to space out time? And you won't, if you like Goosebumps, you won't like this? That's your tagline?
It's
that's your tagline, Bacon?
It's called enunciating. So, what did I learn today? That is a good question. I should think of that.
I'm going to start saying the one thing we're not allowed to say on this show. If you... That's going to wrap up.
That's going to wrap it up.
Last call for notes.
No, we already
did that.
You've
asked that 3 times.
Okay.
Arlen, you won. What are we watching next week?
I have no idea. I'll let you know sometime this week what we're going to watch.
So, rate and review 5 stars. If you have another suggestion
yeah.
for a TV show that we should watch 3 episodes of, post it.
Yeah, let us know.
And I have to ask, because I'm still curious about this. If you're an actual human being who listens to this show, please say something, because I feel like a crazy person talking into the nothingness.
We had our biggest viewers or listeners last week.
Did any of them say anything?
No, because like 1% of viewers post anything.
I don't hear from them. That we apparently people are listening to our diatribes, and I think it's just the NSA collecting things for our files.
That's fine.
That's fine. They can still listen.
They're not laughing.
They might be laughing.
We had our biggest listeners by like a huge margin last week, like 4 times our average.
For what episode?
Not Chris. Christmas the cookies.
No. Whatever. Whatever, Tommy. End it.
Oh,
sign off.
I'm gonna fucking cap this in the head right now. Shoot, bang.
Boom, headshot.
Boom, headshot. All right, Chris, boom, headshot.
Multiple.
Hey, everyone. Chris here with a reminder to rate and review the episode. On iTunes, 5-star reviews are pretty much everything, and they really help us get out the word about the podcast. So if you've enjoyed the show so far, give us a review. The show takes a lot of work, and with more listeners, we are able to make a better show. Thanks.
Today's episode was edited by Christopher Morgan
and produced by Tommy Davis.
We are not sponsored by any products mentioned in this episode. Any sponsorship plug was made entirely in a satirical manner.
We make a lot of jokes, but we as a podcast do not support racism, sexism, or prejudice in any form.
And any calls to violence or in support of violence were made entirely for comedic purposes.
If you'd like to contact the podcast, email us at bmoviedeathmatch@gmail.com.
And you can follow us on Twitter at B-movie DM, right?
Yes, that is B, the letter B, movie, go. And then the letters DM.
We'll see you next week.